Hey guys, Matt with Printavo here to talk about if you should buy a DTG. So there's a few things that go into that. You have to think about your customer base, you have to think about the equipment you're going to get, and how you're going to sell that service. So if you're experiencing a lot of customers asking for one-offs, maybe you should look at getting a DTG. If you don't have that very frequently and you're mostly looking at large-scale production, it's not the right world for you. Looking at the trends of where the industry is going to go, we are seeing a lot of one-off fulfillment, and if that's where you're looking to also grow into, it might be good to get into a DTG. Now, looking at what equipment to get can also be its own hard landscape to navigate. So it's important to really look around you and see who your local competition has and who is able to service that equipment. If you want to pick up something that's used and older, that might be fine, but do you have someone local that can repair that, or are you going to spend the time learning how to do those repairs and keep it up and running? So making sure you get equipment that is serviceable and you can get supplies for locally. If you run out of ink, you want to make sure you can get the inks for that the next day or 2 days latest, right? Otherwise, you're going to have someone come in looking for a one-day turn on a direct-to-garment, and you can't supply that. So making sure you understand that equipment side and the customer needs. The last thing to do is, how are you going to sell that? How are you going to promote that? If you're just going to get a DTG machine and assume it's going to, what I hear all the time, print you money, it's not going to just print you money. It takes work behind the scenes to make sure that it's actually running and you're profitable with it. So are you going to host a merch store and you're going to offer different sales options and market those things? Or are you just going to put it in the corner and hope it makes you money and it turns into a very expensive paperweight, which is kind of what they were known to do for the longest time. So it's really important to make sure that your customers are going to be there and they're going to want this. You've got equipment you can rely on and you can repair or get someone to work on for you, and you properly market this to make sure it is viable in your network. Another great use case for a DTG to think about is if you're trying to handle misprints or the dreaded, can I get one more, right? We've run shops, we've always had that happen where you set up the 8, 9, 12 color Simpros design, you knock them out and you misprint the one and there was a note, must be full. Well, what do? You don't really want to set that whole job back up for the one, or if they come back a week later saying, can I get one more? It's not really a viable option unless you're really okay with losing money on the back end. So a DTG could be a great solution to offer that, letting them know, hey, the quality will be a little bit different, mostly in the hand feel, but sure, we can go ahead and knock out one, two, three more. And you can also charge a premium for that, right? Where if they ordered 120, maybe they're only $7 a shirt. They come back for two more, all right, 20 bucks a shirt. And they're usually gonna be okay with that because they really want that one extra they should have ordered to begin with. So it's definitely a great way to add on a value add to your shop services. So another good question that people often ask is, at what point in my sales should I think about going into a DTG? That's also going to really be dependent on what that customer base looks like. If your customer base is already coming through really asking for the onesie twosie orders, I would say early on, even if you're only a $100,000 company, that's going to really help stimulate your company's growth. Now, if you're already well past that and you're looking at $500,000 to $1 million a year, it doesn't really make sense to me why you don't already have one. I would suggest looking into them. They're pretty affordable. You can usually get started in right around $25,000 to get a direct-to-garment and a pre-treat machine. And that will help set you up for success with those one extra orders and offering the walk-in customability with the walk-in customers coming to your shop. So getting into direct-to-garment printing, there is more than just the machine, right? A lot of times customers think, well, can't you just print one shirt? Well, with a DTG, you kind of can, but there's a lot more to it still. So you still need to make sure that you have a pre-treat on that garment. Some manufacturers offer pre-pre-treated garments that you can activate with a heat press, but usually you're gonna wanna have a pre-treater that you actually spray out pre-treat. You can also roll it on there and make sure that garment's ready to take on that ink. Then you have to have a heat press or you have to have a dryer to make sure to heat set that ink as it goes. So getting into direct-to-garment isn't just having the direct-to-garment machine, it's also having the heat press and the pre-treat machine as one. To get a pre-treat and to get into a DTG and a heat press, it's likely that you're going to be looking at anywhere between $25,000 to $30,000 for the starting end, the entry level. That goes up drastically. I've seen setups as much as $1 million for large ones that can actually run through hundreds of shirts per hour. But to get started with very good equipment, you're looking at right around $25,000 to $30,000 to get started in your shop. If you want to get into DTG, the best thing I can say is to reach out to your local supplier. This kind of goes for most things with screen printing, direct to garment, embroidery. Go reach out to the suppliers in your local area. they're going to have a vested interest in your success, because the more success you have, the more consumables you're going to purchase from them. So reaching out to them is usually going to be a great place to start off. You can ask really good questions, find out what brands they carry, and find out if they offer any sort of training seminars or training boot camps they can help send you to. Other than that, you can also look at the top manufacturers for direct-to-garment, who often have very helpful webinars and seminars you can be part of. So in conclusion, when we're thinking about if DTG is right for your shop, once again, really dive deep into what do you want for your customer base, what does it look like now, and what do you want your customers to look like in 5 and 10 years? And really think about planting that seed if it's right for you. I think with the trends that we're seeing happen, especially now during COVID, a lot more on-demand and one-off is happening. So in conclusion, overall, I would say if you're already established, you should probably think about getting at least a DTG and going down that road. And if you're newer and you're trying to figure out what do I want to do, do I want to go into screen printing or direct to garment, now's a great time to really test that out with your customer base and grow from there.